A New Zealand man recently won an international Spanish Scrabble competition, although he does not speak Spanish. Scrabble is a board game in which players form words from letters to gain points. Nigel Richards is a professional Scrabble player. He holds 5 English Language World Championships in the board game. But in November, he won the Spanish World Scrabble Championship in Granada, Spain. In the competition, he lost 1 game out of 24. Many people are wondering how Richards could win without speaking Spanish. Liz Fagerlund is a New Zealand Scrabble official and a friend of Richards. She recently told the Associated Press that Richards started memorizing the Spanish language Scrabble word list 1 year ago. She said he can't understand why other people can't just do the same thing. Fagerlund added he can look at a block of words together, and once they go into his brain as a picture, he can just recall that very easily. In second place was defending champion Benjamin Olaizola of Argentina. He won 18 of his games. Nothing like the New Zealanders' win had ever happened in Spanish Scrabble, said Alejandro Taranzani, an organizer of the competition. It was impossible to react negatively. You can only be amazed, Taranzani said. We certainly expected that he would perform well, but it is perhaps true that he surpassed our expectations. However, the recent Scrabble competition is not the first that Richards has won in a language that he does not speak. In 2015, he became the French language Scrabble world champion, although he does not speak French. He studied the French language word list for 9 weeks. He won the French championship again in 2018. Richards is known in the world of international Scrabble as the greatest player of all time. He has been playing in competitions for about 30 years. But other players have said his Spanish language victory was notable even by his standards. Playing Spanish Scrabble required some different methods to win. The wooden pieces, or tiles, used in the word game have different values in English and Spanish Scrabble. Richards also had to consider thousands of additional 7, 8, and 9-letter words in the Spanish language. In 2008, Richards was the first player ever to hold the world, U.S., and British titles at the same time. He had to forget 40,000 English words that do not appear in the American Scrabble word list to win in the U.S. His victories are famous in the Scrabble community. Tens of thousands of people have watched and analyzed his games in YouTube videos. Scrabble does not require players to know the definitions of words. Players only need to know what combinations of letters can be used in a country's version of the game. Native speakers have a huge leg up, American Scrabble player Will Anderson said in a video explaining Richards' Spanish win. In 2010, Richards' mother, Adrian Fisher, told a New Zealand newspaper that he was not a great English student in school. He never attended university, and he took a mathematical approach to the game, rather than a linguistic one. I don't think he's ever read a book, she said, apart from the dictionary. Fagerlund said Richards impressed her when he arrived at his first Scrabble Club meeting at age 28. 2 years later, in 1997, he rode a bicycle 350 kilometers from Christchurch to the city of Dunedin, where he won the New Zealand Championship on his first try. Then he rode the bicycle home again. At the Spanish event, he was shy and modest, organizer Tarazzani said. But he happily had his picture taken and spoke with fans who sought him out. Although he did so in English, of course, Tarazzani joked. Richards now lives in Malaysia. He never speaks to reporters. What drives him is a mystery. I get lots of requests from journalists wanting to interview him, and he's not interested, Fagerlund said. She added that he does not understand what all the fuss is about. I'm Anna Mateo.